Bank of Cardiff, Danny speaking.
Is Mike available?
Mike?
Yes.
Let me see. I think he might have just stepped out. What's a good number for you?
That's all right. Maybe you can help me.
Yeah.
I think he called me and left me a message about getting a loan, and I was just curious to see what it's about. I've never considered doing it.
Okay. Yeah. What business are you calling from?
I'm trying to look up. California. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm the owner of California Custom Aquariums.
Okay. California Custom.
That's the DBA, but the corporation is GAE Inc.
Okay, hold on. Let me look real quick. So California Custom Aquariums?
Yeah, but the corporation is GAE Inc.
GAE Inc. Okay.
Global Aquatic Enterprises.
Okay, that makes sense. And who's speaking? I'm sorry.
My name is Lance.
Lance, okay. All right, I'm trying to find... what was the DBA again?
GAE Inc.
Okay. All right, Lance. And I can answer some questions. What do you have in mind? Like, what are you looking to do?
Well, I was thinking of expanding a little bit into the retail side.
Okay.
And maybe manufacturing.
Okay.
So I just wanted to see how it works and what the details are. I think in the message he said we were like pre-approved for $500,000 based on our Dun and Bradstreet.
Okay. When would you receive the voicemail?
I don't know. Like a month ago.
Okay. Let me see exactly. Yeah, so basically, we have our working capital program and equipment finance, and sounds like you'd be looking at, capital. Is there a specific amount you're looking to bring on?
At this time, I was thinking 500 would work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so, these loans...
I don't know if that's just a hook to get somebody or what it is, but...
No,
I don't know if we're really pre-approved or what the deal is, but...
No, yeah, we do, we send out those offers. They're based on your DNB credit profile, as well as your past, borrowing history. So basically, these are a sales-based loan. So to give you a big example, what were your gross sales like last year for you?
I think we were at, 400.
Okay. Or 400? That's good. Are you looking to go above and beyond that this year?
Yeah. I mean, we do better every year.
That's great. Okay.
Yeah,
and so,
for sure.
Well, good. So based off that, we're generally able to free up 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash.
Okay.
And that's just, we feel comfortable with as not to overextend businesses. So
no,
it looks like,
it sure.
Yeah. So, with you, we'd be looking at right around, 40, to 60,000 as unsecured cash. Is that something, you're looking for or that you can use?
Maybe. I guess all of you guys work the same then, right? It's all based off the same thing, just pretty much a different percent, right, that I'm looking for.
As far as what? I'm sorry, I don't understand your question.
If I'm going to call somebody else to get a loan. I've never considered doing it, but I need to expand. My shop
right.
is too small currently, and I'm not even in the retail business, and we could just kill it.
Oh, that's great. What gave you this idea that you could,
I've been trying to do it forever. It's been part of the business plan. I just have been slow to do it. Because I have low overhead, and we've always been in the green,
Right.
So it's, and I don't, we're going in, my 12th year of business, so I didn't want to throw a monkey wrench in the system here.
Right, exactly. Okay, that makes sense. So you're looking to capitalize.
But I mean, I've just stockpiled over the last 10 years. I've had this warehouse, and people get rid of their big fish tanks, and they're worth a lot. So I just held on to them, and then I've compiled enough now to I could fill up a store.
Oh wow! And so you're ready to just like it's ready to go this. Like, when could you have everything?
Yeah,
online?
So pretty much I just want to get some money in case I'm, you know, not making enough to cover rent or payroll or something, you know, for the first 6 months. But 60 grand, I don't know if that's enough. But, I mean, I'm assuming if I was to go to my bank, they would say the same exact thing.
Right, and the difference between them and us is, you know, we can get usually more, you know, larger approvals, and also we work a lot faster. So we can get you approvals within 24 hours, you know, and you can see exactly what we'd be looking at with us. And with all this, I mean, how much money are you looking, you think you can make? Have you done the numbers out, or are you just kind of trying to see what you can get first?
First, I mean, I haven't done much research. I mean, as far as the business plan, I mean, it's all estimates, so... I mean, we can assume, but it's, I don't know, it's retail, you never know.
Right, exactly. Okay, and how long have you been in business over there, Lance?
For 12 years.
12 years, okay, so you guys have been around for a while, and is there a bank you normally work with right now? Or lean on, I should say?
No. Well, I work with JD Factors. Like,
okay.
If I have a big invoice that I can't cover or something, they'll factor the money and whatever. I think it's like 3 to 7% depending on the time.
Right. So with that, yeah, it is. They do monitor, you know, your receivables, and then it's 3 to 7 until you pay back the amount that you borrowed. Correct?
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. So it's a factoring. So this is different than that. This is unsecured cash. So like we're not looking to track the money or anything like that. We're putting a blanket or lien on the business. It is unsecured, so you can use it, you know, however you see fit for the business. So it's definitely.
Would it be better to get a secured loan then from someone else for more?
Well, basically, just off your sales, I mean, that's the amount that we, you know, could extend to you. As far as, like, do you have a line of credit with your regular bank right now?
No. I never try to get one.
Okay. Well, you just
I've never tried to get money from anybody.
Okay.
And I just was going through my messages.
Right. Okay.
And I got a call from you guys, so I was just like, hey, you know, maybe now's the time.
So yeah.
You're literally the first person I've called about getting funds.
Okay. Well, yeah, with this, I mean, we definitely could, you know, see what we could do for it. It's a real simple process. You know, it has to be a one-page application. It'd be 6 months business bank statements. And then did you get an extension on your tax return? For 15?
I have no idea. I have to talk to my accountant.
Okay.
Probably. I mean, we never get them in on time.
Okay, no problem. We can use 2014. And, yeah, if we had those documents and with your customers, they pay normally with credit cards. Is that a large amount of your, you know,
no,
your
nobody pays really with credit card.
Okay.
It's all personal check.
Okay. Well,
I don't know. I'll have to look into it because I use QuickBooks and they have the option to send a check, do a bank transfer, or pay credit card. But I'm pretty sure no one's doing credit card.
Right, okay.
Maybe like $500 in sales. I have an online shop, too.
Oh, cool. So you do like PayPal then?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, obviously those are through whatever, PayPal or credit. I guess it's the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, if it was a large amount of cash flow, but if it's not that much, then we would
need
to
have it. No, maybe at the most 2-3 grand a month.
Okay. And you are the 100% owner over there?
Yeah.
Okay. And how would you rate your credit, Lance? You know, is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I would say great. It's always been great.
Good. Okay. You'll definitely should qualify for our best program.
I think my personal credit is like 750 right now.
Okay, that's good. It's really good.
So it's good. It's not great. It used to be like 805.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, yeah, that's good. So you definitely qualify for our better programs. And I mean, do you have a backup plan if for some reason you're not able to find, you know, any other source to get these funds? I mean, with that score, you should be.
But oh, no, I'm not worried about it. No, okay. I'll do it myself either way.
So you have the cash flow.
Nice to have it. I'm not too worried. I was just thinking, you know, extra precaution.
Right. And that's like, you know, with us, we're real simple at getting numbers. Whereas your larger banks, you know, they have a tendency to take a while. Like, if this is an immediate need, you know, something get done, we can get it done really quick. But
it's definitely not immediate. I'm in no rush at all.
Okay, then, yeah, no problem. Just letting you know that we could, you know, get you numbers that you could look at, and then you can go elsewhere if you wanted to see what else there is out there. It's good to shop around. But, yeah, it's real simple with us. It's just I could send you, you know, what we need to get an approval, and that way, you know, we can run the numbers, and you can see what we have to offer you, and then way you can make a decision. What would be a good email for you over there, Lance?
That's all right. I'm on your website right now. I see here. I think I saw the little thing here. I need a weighted business check. Maybe not. Yeah, just shoot me an email. Lance, okay. Lance dot CCA.
Mm-hmm.
At gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay. I'll go and send it over to you. Just, we know what we need to get approval, as well as my contact information. And, when do you think you could send everything over and get this going for you, and we can, you know, get you some hard numbers on what you look at with us?
I don't know. Send it on over. I'll take a look at it.
Okay.
I'm going to call one other place real quick before I do the paperwork. It's through QuickBooks, like Quicken Loans or something like that.
Right.
And they were saying 150. So if I can get 150, I'd rather do that. But
yeah, and that's
let you know.
And that's, yeah, like, that's just like off the 400,000. I think a lot of places are going to be the same. Just letting you know. Like, but
well, they're claiming they base it off the invoices that are moving through their system.
Right. So is that
qualified for that? So maybe that's the same thing as you saying 500,000. You know.
Yeah, and that's it's exactly like for that amount. I mean, that's more than what you make in a year. You know, like it comes down. That's just over leveraging the business. So that's why they have that kind of those numbers to play with to give a quick estimate. I mean, it could be more, it could be less. I mean, with your credit, we could possibly get you more.
So that's based on the profit that you make, not your gross?
It's your gross.
So if you bring in $500,000, you can only get $40,000.
No, you can get, if you bring in $500,000 of your gross annual sales, can usually get you around $50,000 to around $75,000. Yeah. So it's, yeah, so it's right around that range. So yeah, if you're bringing in like around $1 million, you
wait,
know,
75. Where's that other 15 coming from?
Yeah, the 15% of 500.
Is that what you said? 15%.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 10 to 15.
Okay. All right, cool. We'll send it on over, and I'll fill it out, and we'll see what happens.
All right. Sounds good. I'll send it over to you, Lance, about 15 minutes, and it won't be a good time to follow up with you. And is this a good number?
Yep, it's my cell. Call me anytime.
Okay. All right. I'll send it over. All right, good talking to you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.